TV reports residents in Lebanon, a city about 30 miles northeast of Cincinnati, have used their phones to capture photos of the monkeys hanging out in trees. Police say they're aware of the reported monkey sightings and are investigating. Residents suspect the monkeys were pets at some point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Shasta College Agriculture, Natural Resources, Horticulture, and Equipment Operations invite you to their annual fall showcase and fundraiser, Harvest Fest, Saturday, October 7th at the Ross Ranch, adjacent to Shasta College. Starting at 4 p.m., you and your family can tour the Shasta College farm in a draft horse-pulled wagon while hearing about various projects taking place on the farm, as well as learn what some of the students have been learning on the farm during the past year. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. under the Big Tent with delicious locally grown food, Shasta College raised chicken and roast pig, beer and wine, live dancing with the Billies, as well as silent and live auctions. All proceeds from this fun family event will directly benefit Shasta College Ag and Natural Resources students. Tickets can be purchased in advance for $35 per person or at the door for $40 per person. Purchase tickets from Shasta College Agriculture and Natural Resources faculty and students or online from Eventbrite.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good afternoon. You are joining We the People Radio. And we're just put our headphones on, so now we figured some people have too much sound, some people have too little sound, you know? Never a dull moment around here. You're going to enjoy today. We're going to give you a lot of numbers the first half. So for all of you that are not necessarily number people, there will be concepts to go with the numbers, and I think you'll like it.
I'm definitely a number person, definitely.
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 But he's not an excellent driver.
Not an excellent driver.
Blows that whole theory.
There's some kind of backstory you want to share?
So many. So little time. That's a whole different program. So my name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm Bob Martin.
And we have our guest with us today, Gary Cadd.
Good afternoon.
Oh, there he is. Do it one more time so they know your voice.
Good afternoon.
There you have it. Yeah, it's all about the microphones and the headsets, you know. Those are the only two things we have to deal with in here.
Never, so complicated.
And it never fails. There's,
oh, it's not easy. Not just anybody.
Well, we do have laptops, though. And I have a half a hard-boiled egg, so, you know, it's probably more than I should be navigating.
You're half-boiled.
Exactly. Oh. That's why I drive. Okay, so we're talking about public pensions, and we did this a couple of weeks ago. I actually should have looked that up. I will look that up, and I'll post the other show on the page, because all of this is coming to a town near you if you don't happen to live in Redding, California, or a county. Could be your county. It's obviously your state, but the state's a little harder to wrap your mind around. But if you live in a small to medium-sized city, there's a lot of complexity, especially when it comes to the pension thing and how that works out. And always that's tied to your biggest public employee groups. And the ones you see the most are police and fire, although you have all the people who work in your city services doing, you know, all the things that cities do. And all those folks are usually tied up in unions and pension plans. So the second half of the show today, we're going to be chatting with Vince Stevenson, who has taken it upon himself, along with some other folks, to put together a recall for a couple of members of the city council who just don't seem to, I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but they don't seem to get it. So they're going to start pulling people off city council because folks are not just going to keep shelling out money and having the same money mismanaged. They're just sick of it. So that'll be the second hour. And there are PDFs on the webpage. So please go to wethepeopleradio.us. If you click on today's page, you will also see a link if you're listening live on Sunday between noon and 2. There's a live link there to join the chat room. So you can always fire questions and comments through that. You can call us if you like. This is one of those shows that might make sense to have people call in. The number here is 530-605-4567. That's also on the front page of the page, or front page of the site. And so we've got four PDFs on that page for you that are going to give you some numbers. And Gary's going to work with that in a kind of in a broad brush sort of way. In case you don't live in Reading, we'll make it relevant for you. And that's all I could think of. If you have comments or questions, too, the website's a good spot to do that. You've got Bill's phone number, my phone number, and our email addresses. And thanks for those of you that write in and let us know what you like and what you don't like and what you'd rather see. So,
And might just want to emphasize that this, if it hasn't already, is coming to a town near you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
And the pension thing
everywhere.
Is like a, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of heart disease. You know, there's always that person you know who, like, worked out, seemed fine, everything looked good, and then, you know, they have this heart problem. I think the pension stuff is almost like a lurking heart disease.
Well, folks, I was just telling Bill and Aaron to start. I know this is more of a county, state, national program, but when you look at the pension issue, you can look at it from a national issue. You can look from a state. Illinois has got a problem. California's got a problem. So there's large problems. The best way to break it down, to be truthful with you, is state, county, and then from the city. Well, in the case of the city, my being a former Reading City Councilman, I started campaigning to run for council in 2008. Didn't make it in 8, didn't make it in 10, and I'm a sort of a character that keeps trying. So I got on in 12, and I was on there for 4 years. And I tried my darndest to make some changes, but it seems that I never could find myself in the majority.
But when
you were kind of labeled a troublemaker, really. I mean,
which explains what you're doing here, actually. That suddenly makes everything clear.
Yeah. Well,
nobody would listen.
The thing with it is there's so many people within the city of Reading. That's Gary Cadd. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, one thing I can say to that is Gary Cadd does know what he's talking about. But what I would like to do, if you folks can get to the webpage, you'll see the files there. You'll see miscellaneous 2015, miscellaneous 2016, and the same for safety on 15 and 16.
They're actually labeled 16 and 17, though.
Are they? All right. Well, no,
pretend.
And Aaron is correct. The actual reports are dated, I think they're July 16 and July 17. But you have to realize that these figures are a year behind that we're going to be talking about. So, in other words, the figures we're talking about here are more than a year old or a year stale, if you would take that. But if you go through it and you say, for instance, you open up miscellaneous 16, and you look at the front page. Now, if you scroll down just a little bit, there's some required contributions. You'll notice there that it says fiscal year 2018, and then it has the employer normal costs. Now, the normal cost that the employer pays are the ongoing pension payments as the individual is working. So that's the cost.
This is per person?
Per person on an ongoing basis.
Okay.
Then if you move over one column, you'll find employer amortization, unfunded accrued liability. And you'll notice there that it has $8.6 million. Then you have over in the far right, employee PEPRA rate. Well, the city of Reading at this point has not started using PEPRA. It's a real shame they haven't.
What does it mean?
Well, PEPRA Public Employee Pension Reform Act of 2013. And what it does, it's got a different formula.
I was going to say, because, I mean, okay, me not knowing anything about this, I'll be the I don't know anything about this person
mm-hmm.
for the sake of our conversation. And the normal rate is 8.7%. And employee, the adjusted rate is 6.75.
Mm-hmm.
So if they started using that,
Well, if you see what it boils, what it boils down to is that the new PEPRA employee will pay half of their pension payment instead of the city paying it. Now, I shouldn't say this.
And these
city.
Aren't people that are currently
new hires to the
correct.
City.
Okay.
Now, the way you could qualify for PEPRA is if you've never been in a CalPERS retirement plan before.
Okay.
Or you have had 6 months and 1 day away from it. In other words, let's say you were working for a public agency that had contract with CalPERS, and you were away from that job. In other words, you left the job, and you were gone for 6 months and a day. When you come back, then you're hired on as PEPRA instead of what's called a CalPERS Classic. A CalPERS Classic is the individuals we're talking about here. And you know, and I just said a word I shouldn't say. Don't blame this on the individuals. I shouldn't say individual. This is a system problem.
Sure, because your employer tells you how you're going to be classified.
Right, because
you have
on.
Choice.
Yeah, you hire on, and that's the plan that you get.
See, the federal government made a change. Federal employees, after a period of time, I think in the last decade, maybe slightly longer, that shifted, and that's a different pension plan, very different mm-hmm. than the folks who worked before. They have much better benefits yeah. than the federal employees coming on right now.
Right. Well, see, the city of Reading.
They probably looked at the math.
Right. The city of Reading at this point has not hired full time employees under PEPRA. If they did, when you noticed when you first went in those files that I gave you mm-hmm. on the miscellaneous and safety. Well, you'd also see a PEP